We learned early on in the whole touring experience when I was 15 and started doing radio tour. We learned how to deal with each other on the road. My mom is all in charge of just basically greeting people and making people feel welcome.
Thank you.
She would find a group of like 25 to 30 people and take them on a backstage tour and give them sort of the Mama Swift version of the way the tour works.
All right, well, you were promised a backstage tour. This is about as backstage as it gets because this is Taylor's stage and you are in back of it. These big, big, massive trucks.
Mama Swift's backstage tour.
That covers our trucks. Should we maybe go see buses now?
I don't even begin to understand how this happened, but I do love it.
And we have 72 costume changes.
Oh, so also, other jobs that she has out here, very important. She draws the 13 on my hand every night. 13's my lucky number, so. My mom has always been very logical, very practical. And I think that's why I've always been that way.
I wish you could have seen the expressions of people's faces when they saw the water come down.
Oh, like, they were like, what? Like, oh, she did.
Oh, is that what they were saying?
They're like that.
My dad's the one who's like, I had this crazy idea. Or, you know, he's the daydreamer. He's the one who's always like walking around the shows with a bag of Taylor Swift guitar picks in his pocket and hands them out to fans.
Would you like a pick?
I think.
This is what I do. I give away picks to people.
My parents, I just lucked out.
I'm going to go sneak up on my dad in a store.
You know, to have two people who really believed in me.
That's weird.
It's just, I'm so lucky to have parents that actually took that trip with me, took that incredible, impossible journey.
This is the backstage pass from 2007. There's a lot of memories on there. It's really pretty cool.
My mom and I have always been best friends, and that's really helped because we really don't fight like you would imagine a teenage girl going on the road with her mom all the time. We have little disagreements every once in a while, but most of the time we get along really, really well.
Taylor and her mom have an incredible bond, and I think it is awesome that Taylor has someone around her at all times that she can confide in and get advice from or just talk to and hang out and be herself with, that she never has to question that.
She sits at the soundboard every night and watches the show. It's really cool to know that someone from your family is always going to be there watching to make sure that everything's okay.
I see this massive audience that is so connected with her, and I see that relationship going on before my very eyes, and I fall in love with that audience because of what they're giving her.
I played the song The Best Day on Mother's Day as a surprise for my mom. That's a song that I wrote about her. She was sitting there at the soundboard, and I surprised her with it, and she cried, and it was really, really fun to sing that song to her.
I do allow myself little microseconds of stepping back and looking at it from the outside in, and that is when I lose it completely.
You set up a paint set in the kitchen and you're talking to me.
There are times when I look at this young woman and everything she's accomplished and where she is, and yet I still see that little girl in the car seat with those big blue eyes in my rearview mirror. Say, that's my baby, and I'm real proud.
Yes, 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 yes Welcome to Taylor Swift's Journey to Fearless.
I just got the news that my tour sold out Madison Square Garden in 1 minute. One.
Join Taylor as she travels the globe with her sold-out Fearless Tour.
The Fearless Tour has been one of the most incredible experiences of my life. Never forget the essence of your spire.
And guess who she found on one of her stops?
Hey guys, it's Justin.
Join Justin Bieber and thousands of fans as Taylor Nation takes over the Fearless Grand Finale.
That arena sold out in 2 minutes.
What?
The excitement builds for Taylor Swift's Journey to Fearless.
I was so happy that we waited for the right time in my career where we could put together this tour that was visual, and we had costumes and dancers and people acting out parts, and it just incorporated such a theatrical element to that tour, and it had so much heart, and that's what I'm the most proud of. Should've said no, should've gone home. I was hoping that the tour would be successful, but I had no idea that the fans' response would be so amazing.
Fearless Tour turned out to be so much bigger than I ever could have imagined it. Completely rewarding and just overwhelming. Back
up, baby, back up. It's really, really a wonderful thing to know that every night that we walked on stage this tour, it sold out. Like, that's the coolest thing in the world. Everything. Feeling that dream of having makes everything worthwhile, makes every early morning worthwhile, it makes everything just make sense. That's just a dream come true. That's just something you fantasize and dream about. That's not something that really happens, is it?
When it's just rain, there's a glow off the pavement. You walk me to a car, and you know I wanna ask you to dance right there in the middle of the parking lot. To get caught up now, but you're just so cool. And your hands through your hair, absentmindedly making me want you. I don't know how it gets better than this. You take my
drive slow. Soon we run out of road in this one horse town. I wanna stay right here in this passenger seat. You put your eyes on me, Houston, Texas.
About something that you went through, and you put details in the song like the person's name, who it's about, or when it happened, or exactly how you saw it and how you experienced it. Putting those songs out is sort of a risk.
I think she is this lyrical and expressive person who has to translate all of her life experiences into rhyme and into music. The way to keep her happiest was to sit her down, give her a pen and a journal, and she was happy.
To go out on tour and put those songs to life and take the lyrics and portray them on a stage, that's really a very personal thing to do.
I think the reason that people connect to Taylor is because she is unafraid to put her life out there, and I think people resonate to that kind of bravery.
And I loved your sign last night. It was so cool.
Thank you.
She has a really unique gift of songwriting. She sings about everyday things so well, and she uses it in such a positive way. I really, really admire that.
I love you, Taylor. You're the best.
You're the best.
So love you, Taylor.
I'm pretty sure everybody could just relate to one Taylor Swift song in their life.
Taylor, listen. Girl talk. Oh. You write songs about my life. Thank you so much.
Everybody has the same stories, and most people just want to be heard, and she does a really good job at being heard and sharing.
For Amsterdam and omgeving, this is Radio Zuidoost.
In our hometown, Radio Razo wears the crown.
Luister elke dag naar Razo. Op de 105.2 in de ether en de 103.8 kabel.
Razo.
En voor je greedy fuleri, dan naar Razo, nomo nomo, je moet proberen. Dan tap naar 105.2 ether, naar 103.8 kabel.
Sun in the south of Spain got me soon as I walked through the door. Oh, my pockets started trickling the way she dropping low that thing.
Natural mystic blowing through the air. Yeah!
Reality, yeah.
Well, Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. what he meant to Jamaican people and suffering humanity on earth was inspiration, hope, motivation, you know. That's what he meant. I know that's what he meant to Jamaican people.
His message was a protest against injustice, a comfort to the oppressed. He sang there, he performed there, his message reached there and everywhere. Today's funeral service is an international rite for a native son. He was born in a humble cottage 9 miles from Alexandria in the parish of St. Anne. He lived in the western section of Kingston as a boy, where he joined in the struggle of the ghetto. Bob Marley learned the message of survival in his boyhood days in Kingston's West End. But it was his raw talent, unswerving discipline, and sheer perseverance that transported him from another victim of the ghetto to the top-ranking superstar of the entertainment field in the Third World. International work. His work is now over and he returns to his home. Visionary that he was, he foresaw this as he hurriedly flew back to his homeland when he realized his work was over, death meeting him on the way. He immortalized these words in his own creation. Fly away home to Zion, fly away home. One bright morning when my work is over, I will fly away home. May his soul find contentment in the achievements of his life and rejoice in the embrace of Jah Rastafari.